AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Italian police suggest the final number of migrants who drowned when a smuggler's boat overturned off Libya's coast may never be known. Survivor accounts of the number aboard vary, up to 950. Pope Francis appealed to the international community to take action to prevent another such tragedy.
Rivolgo un accorato appello.
Authorities from France, Spain, Germany, and Britain joined calls for a unified response. Fire officials say it was an unattended cooking fire that sparked a blaze that threatened hundreds of homes late Saturday night in California. Cal Fire Captain Mike Moeller says it happened in the Prado Dam flood control basin, where vegetation hasn't burned in decades.
Very thick fuel beds, explosive fire growth, so it made it very challenging. But we were able, fortunately, to control it near the homes that were evacuated.
Cooperative weather and the efforts of hundreds of firefighters helped beat back those flames on Sunday. A woman was killed in Cincinnati when a large tree fell, crushing her car. The woman in her 60s was the only occupant. After years of steadily rising airfares, travelers this summer can expect a bit of relief. Just a bit, about $2 per round-trip ticket.
The average round-trip domestic ticket this summer, $454, including taxes, down less than 1% from last year. Vacationers to Europe will fare better, with the average ticket down 3%, about $50 less than last summer. Not all travelers will get to save. It all depends on the destination. Costs are coming down because airlines are now saving billions of dollars thanks to lower fuel prices and because more seats have been crammed into planes, spreading out costs over more passengers. I'm Julie Walker.
Miranda Lambert won 4 awards at the Academy of Country Music Awards, including Album and Song of the Year, but the Entertainer of the Year prize went to Luke Bryan. This is AP Radio News. A tweet got a computer researcher kicked off a flight.
Chris Roberts' company tries to discover security leaks before they are exploited. On Twitter, he posted a suggestion that United Airlines onboard systems could be hacked. Roberts was stopped from boarding a United flight from Colorado to San Francisco. Roberts had been removed from a United flight last week by the FBI after landing in Syracuse, New York, and was questioned for 4 hours after jokingly suggesting on Twitter he could get the oxygen masks on the plane to deploy. Roberts' laptop and other electronics were seized, although his lawyers say he hasn't seen a search warrant. Ed Donahue, Washington.
LeBron James had 20 points in his first postseason game with Cleveland in 5 years, but it was Kyrie Irving who scored big, 30 points.
It makes it easier for me when I have guys like this that have my back and are consistently giving me confidence every time out, every jump shot they're shooting or I'm shooting.
Cavs beat Boston 113-100. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.